Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer service. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be intentional that we are breathing in the very life of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention down into your heart center, into that cave, into that sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of this time that we've come together to deepen down in spirit. Inhale. Hold. This morning we will conclude Psalm 18 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness. Yes, you are the light of my life. You shine through my darkness. Yes, with you I can do all things, and my spirit soars like an eagle. Your ways lead to wholeness, O loving presence. Your word in me is life. How tenderly you live in my heart. For who is our creator but the source of love? And who is life except the divine presence? You, who gird me with strength and lead me in the way of truth, you make my feet like hind feet and set me secure on the heights. You teach me the way of justice, that I might speak out against oppression. You give me a hunger for silence, that I might know the power of prayer. And you support me in solitude. You give me freedom to choose the journey road. I elect the narrow way. For I pursued my fears and faced them, and did not run back until I was free. I saw each one through so that they were not able to rise. They were transformed by love. For you enabled me with strength to look deep within, holding me when fears threatened to overwhelm me. You brought forgiveness into the darkness and softened my heart to forgive my adversaries. Though my fears rose up as old friends being betrayed, love brought them down. What had been weaknesses and weeds now turned to strength and roses. Yes, my fears were redeemed by love. You delivered me from prejudice and intolerance. You opened my heart to all nations. People whom I had not known befriended me. As soon as they beheld the radiance of your love, they came to my door. Strangers came desiring to hear your word. Yes, strangers came. And those who had separated themselves from love, they came seeking release from their fears. The Most High lives. Blessed be my rock, and exalted be the heart of my heart. The loving one who helped me face my fears and opened my heart to the poor. You delivered me out of darkness of ignorance. Yes, you did bring victory over my illusions. You led me into harmony and wholeness. For this I will extol you, O my beloved, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. Peace, gratitude, love, and assurance are gifts bestowed by love. May all peoples live in your truth, in the unity of peace forever. Divine Beloved, ground is being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing truly that you are our rock and you are our salvation, it is your presence within that does the work. It is your presence within that heals, that renews, that blesses, that guides, that directs, that protects. It is your presence within that comforts us in our times of need, when we feel lost, alone, or separated. It is your presence within that ever enlivens us, ever quickens us. And so in this moment, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, we're grateful for your strength. We are grateful for your presence. We are grateful for your power that sustains, that upholds, and that ever surrounds and ever abides in us. As we know this truth for ourselves, let us know this truth for all people. Let us come back to the remembrance that we are one, one kind, humankind, that we are one race, the human race, and that we have one life, your divine life. So for everything that is happening across our globe at this time, be it the fires, be it the floods, be it the protests, whatever it is, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And so we know that your presence has already gone before us to do all that is necessary to heal, to bless, to renew, to restore. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Thou who art the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present, for all that we have not even been able to mention or call, we know that You are able to do. So in this time we ask that we open our hearts and minds to be emboldened, to be strengthened, that we may be that place where your light, your life, your love shines through and expresses through. That we may be the place where you can shine and express your grace. Let us remember that we are created in the image and likeness of love. And that love knows no boundaries. It knows no separation, no division. The love that is you, that is your spirit, that is your presence, embraces all and sees all as an expression of your life. Help us to see with your eyes. Help us to love with your heart. Help us to be the true expressions of the one life that you created us to be. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for our personal and individual needs, for our collective and global needs, we surrender them all to you now and give thanks for your ever-abiding grace, for your infinite and eternal blessings, and your ever-present love. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phone lines for our morning prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as you allow this intention to resonate within you. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together on Sunday for Dr. Ames' Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.